From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour says the tornado damage in parts of his state resembles the destruction from Hurricane Katrina. At least 10 people are reported dead and more than a dozen others injured. Barbour spoke to NPR News from Yazoo City, his hometown, which is one of the hardest hit areas. He says the volunteer effort underway there is tremendous.
By the time we got here, you already had volunteers who were coming from other parts of town that weren't hit, going into these neighborhoods, people that were bringing four-wheelers in the back of their pickups, taking them out with a chainsaw slung over their shoulder, and going down these rural roads and state highways and opening the highways, opening the roads, and going in and rescuing people out of their homes.
Barbour describes what he saw in parts of the city as utter obliteration. The severe weather has kept crews from resuming their cleanup of oil spilled in the Gulf of Mexico when an offshore drilling rig sank. The Coast Guard first thought no more oil was leaking at the site. It now says new estimates show up to 1,000 barrels a day are leaking from the wellhead on the bottom of the Gulf. Coast Guard spokesman Brad Edlund tells NPR News that containing the leak is a top priority.
We want to keep the leak to the area. We are looking at all options and all technologies that are available in order to do so. We've been working at this for days, and we will continue with those efforts.
Oil company BP, which was leasing the rig, is also considering how to stop the leak. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry says he's placing his long-awaited climate change bill on hold because immigration politics is threatening to unravel his bipartisan coalition. Republican co-sponsor Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina says he'll withdraw his support for the bill if Senate Democratic leaders decide to deal with an immigration bill first. The climate change bill had been scheduled to be unveiled on Monday, but that's now been delayed. Meanwhile, Mexico's president is condemning Arizona's tough new immigration law. Arizona's Republican governor signed the bill into law Friday. James Bleers in Mexico City has more on how Mexicans are reacting to the move.
The official presidential condemnation deplores Arizona's legislative action, accusing it of representing an obstacle to the solution of mutual problems on a shared border. And it also reiterates its absolute commitment for the human rights of all Mexicans outside their country, emphasizing that no matter what their migratory status, the Mexican government will endeavor to use all resources available to it to help its compatriots. This latest rebuke follows a similarly strongly worded statement from Mexico's foreign ministry. Mexico's President Felipe Calderon is due to go on a state visit to Washington next month. For NPR News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. The spring meetings of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank are being held in Washington, D.C. this weekend. The IMF's policymaking committee says there are signs the global economy is recovering, but that better collaboration is needed to address remaining challenges. NPR's Steve Beckner reports.
The committee's 24 members, representing 186 nations, committed to working together to achieve a balanced and stable global economy. They met as the IMF negotiated with Greece on a loan package to ease its heavy debt burdens. Egyptian Finance Minister Youssef Boutros Ghali, who chaired the meeting, told reporters the global economy seems to be recovering, but is not out of the woods yet. He said recovery is uneven and financial stability remains vulnerable to shocks. The officials also agreed to work toward giving developing countries a greater voice in the IMF's governance. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in Washington.
President Obama is promoting a bill aimed at tightening federal oversight of the financial sector. Mr. Obama says it will end taxpayer bailouts to large companies.
In the absence of common sense rules, Wall Street firms took enormous, irresponsible risks that imperiled our financial system and hurt just about every sector of our economy.
Senate Democrats have set a test vote for Monday, but Republicans say they want to keep negotiating. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson says her GOP colleagues want to make sure the overhaul will really end government bailouts.
It's time for the name-calling to stop. Getting our economy back on track is too important to allow political games to sidetrack these efforts.
Hutchinson and President Obama staked out their positions in their respective weekly media addresses on Saturday. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.